Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be prepared for today's trading opportunities. And therein lies the key word, be prepared. Yesterday's CPI numbers, for those of you that were able to join us yesterday, we had up on screen exactly what we would expect and how we would expect these markets to move. And for those of you that have been following our trades this week, we were in a series of dollar strength trades. So that's the euro dollar, pound dollar, and Aussie dollar lower. And we exited those trades prior to that event because with all our analysis, we came to the conclusion that actually inflation does look like it's coming down to target. Lots of disinflation in within the CPI print. And that's really what the Fed are looking for. And as a result, the net outcome, we were looking for indices to rally and the dollar to weaken. And that's not what we saw for the first 4 or 5 hours. We actually saw the opposite. We saw, unfortunately, that the indices sold off very, very aggressively. Again, it was one of those moves that didn't really make much sense to us. And the dollar started to strengthen initially and continually for, again, a decent period before it started to turn around. And it's the turnaround that we were saying yesterday was really going to interest us. Now, a lot of it was sort of very, very volatile. It's so easy to get chopped up in moves like that yesterday because, you know, with prices moving lower, a lot of traders would be jumping into those trades to the downside. We were looking to do the exact opposite. We were looking to either allow prices to drop, in which case you could actually start buying at lower prices, or to try and get in and on the reversal. And it's the reversal trade that we were talking about yesterday, and it was the trade that started to feed through. And now we're looking at these markets with actually some decent opportunities that are potentially moving in our favor. So it just goes to show that you can have, you know, periods in these markets where the markets don't necessarily move at all in line with your expectations, but once they do, then it can present you with the opportunity. So again, patience is an important feature for these markets, because we do have these periods where markets move aggressively in the opposite direction to what we would expect them to do. And there is a bit of fear and anxiety in these markets for obvious reasons. Valuations are so significant and extreme that it's easy to think you've got the grounds in which to start selling when ironically we're entering a phase with inflation coming back to target for the Fed. Growth is still broadly solid, although it is softening a little bit. That's not overly unexpected. And really we have a US economy which is moving along relatively nicely. There is pockets of concern, of course, but in terms of the system itself, we've got inflation coming back to target, we've got reasonable growth, there is increasing delinquencies, but broadly the consumer is really quite strong, corporates are quite strong, a Fed cutting rates, which is what we're going to get next Wednesday, is only really, and we think yesterday's slightly higher core CPI only really forces the hand of the Fed to cut 25 basis points as opposed to 50, which is what some are arguing for. So very, very slow rate cuts over probably a prolonged period of time is probably where we're at. It would give the Fed another 6, 8, 9 months to actually, you know, determine whether inflation will be subdued as they start to cut rates. So moving from a significant height. So yeah, there's a lot going on in these markets, but it's just important to do your analysis and wait for the trades that kind of fit that analysis rather than sort of be jumping into the downside, getting chopped up and then start to buy. And you really want to have more of a considered and deliberate approach to trading these markets. That's for certain, in our opinion. Okay, so see our risk warning currently up on screen. I've actually sort of gone through a lot of the fundamentals already in that little little exchange. But just as a quick introduction, then, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Now, we've got a specific focus on the dollar trades, on the dollar denominated markets. But, you know, you want to be looking at the so-called the right trades at the right time. And you need some methodology to be able to do that. Then you're talking about your strategy in terms of where do we then enter and exit these markets. We appreciate many of you do use indicators to help you with that process. That's absolutely fine. We've got more of a support and resistance view. We like daily highs, daily lows, daily lows. We use moving averages and a few other sort of indicators that all they do is kind of support us in our decision making. Then we need to consider, how do we manage risk? So that keeping control over that exposure is really quite important. Trade management, when the trades move in your favor. We had an opportunity yesterday to mitigate risk on the trades, but we chose to close out the trades. And whatever the markets do after that event is very much the market's prerogative, and we're just looking to re-enter at some point. And we have those opportunities setting up now, so I'm going to talk you through those in just a second. Also, trade psychology. Yesterday after CPI, a lot of fear and anxiety for reasons that didn't stack up for us. You know, why would the indices sell off so aggressively? Well, there was lots of analysts suggesting, well, core CPI came in, you know, 10 basis points above expectations, which is practically nothing. So everywhere else, all the numbers coming in very much in line with expectations. You know, a very aggressive sell trade, was that on the cards for us? Not really, not at all, actually. And now we're getting the benefit of that, because now we get to do what we're looking to do, which is to buy the equities and potentially look for a sell trade in the dollar. So it is, we've had this situation occur quite a few times recently, so we're quite used to it now. We are strong advocates. So the first thing is, all these considerations we discuss every day in a practical sense in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of being consistent. So we keep looking for the same type of opportunities over and over and over again. We're accurate with the levels we use. We're disciplined with our capital. And like yesterday is a really good example. We can be patient to wait for the trade that we have planned for. So let's start with a review of that market moving news. And we'll just show you that event. There was, for some reason, a lot of panic about CPI numbers, which on the, if we look at headline numbers, coming down from 2.9 to in line with forecast at 2.5. Same for CPI headline, CPI numbers. And it's just the core CPI numbers that just come in 0.3. And you could argue a bit of stickiness on this side, but you can see the overall direction is very much moving lower. So over the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over the last 5 months, we've been averaging around 0.2, which, if you extrapolate that out over the course of a year, you're talking about 2.4% core CPI. So nothing overly wrong. Now, if this CPI number goes from 2.5 to 2%, and then 1.5, and then 1%, then we've got a bit of a deflationary problem. But right now, we have the Fed achieving what they set out to do. That's raise rates to bring inflation down. That's absolutely the case. And now we have this dynamic where the Fed are cutting rates. So will we see the marginal drop in CPI if we do that? A lot of people are suggesting that if the Fed start cutting too quickly, then inflation will actually start to reemerge. So it looks like, from an inflation perspective, the Fed have played this pretty well. Now, you could point to certain numbers within the CPI, and it is a slightly manipulated number in the first place. We all know we're paying multiples of these CPI numbers in the goods and services that we are purchasing, but these are the official numbers that the market, you know, acts upon. So we can, of course, do the same. Crude oil inventories coming in very much in line with expectations. So again, we had a bit of selling yesterday. We had strong support below the lows and then the reversal. And now we've got an opportunity to start buying. and which we've again been quite patient with for the last couple of days. So today, now, big news. We're going to be hearing from the ECB. We're going to get a refinancing rate. I'm not sure if this is correct. It says the previous, well, no, 4.2 is pretty much where we're at for the ECB. And you can see that there, 4.2. The forecast here on Forex Factory is for a 60 basis point rate cut. We think it's more likely to be 25. Worst case scenario, 50. Not sure if it's going to be 60. So we'll see if that's an error or not. We'd be much more expectant, really, of the ECB, which have already cut rates once, to lower rates to 4%. They've got the dynamics which to do it. Inflation down. Growth is stagnating across the Eurozone, so they need to... and don't forget, when a central bank cuts rates, it's effectively loosening financial conditions. So they're perceived to be tighter than they need to be. So if you loosen them, it makes more capital available at cheaper prices. And that's likely to hopefully feed into a little bit of growth. And that's really what all these central banks are aiming at. And making sure that the unemployment numbers don't go off the rails. So in between the ECB and Christine Lagarde's press conference, we've also got core PPI numbers. And again, they're expected to be, you know, moving again in line with expectations, a little bit higher on the core side than the previous month, but pretty flat on the headline month-on-month rate. And then the unemployment rate, again, looking to be pretty stable. So the panic that we had in early August regarding the unemployment claims, I'll show you the chart, for us was likely to be a bit of an overreaction. And that's exactly what it's turned out to be, just a massive overreaction, with the unemployment rate actually looking a little bit softer now. So that's good news for the Fed. Again, it feeds into that, you know, 25 basis point rate cut narrative, which we're looking to trade, which we think is likely to be favorable for the equity markets. Right. So this is where we're at. So this is the so easy to get really chopped up yesterday in yesterday's price action. We exited $3 trades yesterday, which initially rallied lower. So could argue if we were willing to stay into it, we would have made profits, and that's absolutely the case. But our bias is that the inflation number was likely to come in at 2.5, and with inflation very much moving closer to target, we're still not there yet. And then that's a trigger for the Fed to cut rates for the right reasons. And we keep saying, if the Fed are cutting, and this is what we had up on screen last night, around that CPI, well, prior to that CPI event, if CPI comes in, let's just say 2.6 or lower, the expectation was 2.5, but if it did come in 2.6, that's still a big improvement on the previous month. Then broadly speaking, we would expect the US indices to rally. We'd expect the dollar to weaken, and we'd expect the two-year bonds, bond yields to weaken as well. And as you can see, we started to see the complete opposite initially. So we started to see the indices roll lower and the dollar rally. So that was a dynamic that we weren't particularly comfortable with. But now that's beginning to shift and change. So we're really going to look for a couple of things. The US indices, to see if we get further momentum to the upside. We're so close to all-time highs. The doom and gloomers that are saying the wheels have come off, you know, it's pure panic. We really don't see that, because the difference between other dynamics and now is inflation. Inflation is back to target, and unemployment numbers are low. And those are the two remits for the Fed, don't forget, inflation and unemployment. And we can tick those two boxes. So the Fed really don't need rates up at 5.5%. So they're going to bring them down. But we think they'll bring them down slowly and just monitor inflation. And if inflation reemerges, they can pause or they can raise rates. So they've got a few options. Why the Fed would cut off all their options, we have absolutely no idea. So we're going to look today now for a bit of bullish price action across the equities. We've been moving sideways. We're kind of breaking out of this range. So will we get some upside opportunity? The price action broadly market-wide is not fantastic, but we at least have markets potentially moving in the direction in which we want to trade them. And that broadly for the US indices is unfortunately a short-term rally to the upside. Let's see if we get that opportunity or not, because yesterday's price action was really quite choppy. You know, the CPI numbers came out. This sold off really quite aggressively. Traders were jumping in beneath this low. And then we run into a brick wall almost and start to rally. So it took 2 hours to sell off. And then the next 5 hours started to rally really quite aggressively. So that's a Nike swoosh. This is a pattern we've seen quite a lot. But still takes 7 hours post that event, which was 1:30 to 8:30 in the evening for our time. Now, it's interesting, over the Asia session, we've not really done an awful lot, so we're going to break this down in the European live trading room. So if you can join us for that in just a couple of minutes, that's great. So indices higher, just regarding the dollar, it's still looking fairly weak. And with the ECB today, we may end up seeing a little bit more dollar strength. But the question is, will we start getting a bit of dollar weakness across the board? There's the potential for a little bit of dollar weakness against the yen. We're down at these significant lows, the dollar Swiss. So could we get a little bit of a breakout in favor of the dollar? A candidate could be the dollar Swiss to start buying at these lows. So really, it's about the potential for a bit of dollar strength. Yesterday, we saw a bit of weakness in the CAD, largely reacting inversely to crude oil numbers, which started to turn around and rally. We saw a benefit in the CAD as a result. So we can probably stay away from the CAD. If we're going to get into crude oil to the upside, which is potentially an opportunity for us, we'd probably stay away from the dollar CAD. But the dollar Swiss to the upside is a viable trade. The Aussie dollar, we get an opportunity to kind of buy at these lows. And this is your pullback trade into support. And now, yesterday we started weaker and then started to reverse. So now the buy trade looks like we could look at that in a little bit more detail. We need to see a little bit more from the New Zealand dollar. But is this a potential level of support for us? Sorry, I'll take away that. So pull back pretty much into the 200 period moving average. And now we're seeing sort of reversal yesterday, the long legged doji. Will we get some continuation today? If so, that dollar. The dollar weakness trade. The indices up, dollar down. The yen. Lack of clarity, better opportunities perhaps elsewhere for now. Yesterday, again, a bit choppy. Today, we'll see if there's any kind of clarity. And the last trade we're going to look at is a buy trade in crude oil above 67.27. More of a technical trade. We've got these lows down at these bottom levels and prices rallied down to that. Now we're looking to see will we get a pullback into $71. So that would give us a decent upside and plenty of room for this market to just rally short term. And in gold, we're still inside this little range. If we break higher, we could look at a buy trade. So our trade plan then, just to wrap things up and put things together a little bit. We've got a little bit more a few decent trades to really look at. So, I mean, from a market perspective, and if we summarize, there's things that you could point to which would be weaker for equity markets, and there's things you could point to which would be stronger. So with that in mind, let's say if we just broadly summarize and say, right, well, we do have this kind of mixed market dynamic. The correlations are not playing out in line with expectations. So we can just trade with a little bit more caution, trade with slightly smaller size. That's really what we're suggesting. So let's go with US. So we go with US indice strength. We go with dollar weakness. The yen, we're just not too comfortable with the yen. So, so crude oil, we're going to look to buy above. It's the 67, excuse me. Let's see what that number actually is. Yeah, it's the 67.27. So that's above yesterday's high. We're bouncing off strong support. So it is a pullback trade off the lows. And that's the dynamic. We still have the gold high. We changed that to 4. We can potentially look at buying gold above that 25.31. It is all-time highs. So all eyes now shift to the ECB. And US PPI numbers. Right. Okay. So this is our trade plan. We'll switch rooms now, guys. So broadly speaking, we've got this mixed market dynamic. So really less size. It's not really the size to, it's not the market dynamics to go super aggressive in our opinion. So as a result, we look for upside trades in the US indices. We look for weakness in the dollar. We're going to look for crude oil to see if we're currently above 67.27. But we'll see if there's an opportunity to start buying crude oil. If so, we can take it. And then gold, looking to buy above 25.31. So this is more of a classic risk-on market dynamic after yesterday's CPI numbers. And we'll see if that risk-on trade is maintained. What we might do as a result is just... We've got that mixed dynamic in there as well, just in case. We're still on the sort of lower trade size dynamic. We're not going to be incredibly bullish, or let's say incredibly aggressive with our decision making in terms of trade size. It feels like we should be a little bit more patient, a little bit more cautious at this point. Okay, so that's our trade plan. Just posted it there into the chat box. We do have this risk-on dynamic stroke mixed market condition. US indices to the upside, a bit of weakness in the dollar. Crude oil looking to buy above 67.27, with gold looking to buy above the 25.31, which would be a breakout to the upside yet again. And we'll see how we get on. Now, all eyes will shift to Christine Lagarde and the ECB and potential rate cuts and the US PPI numbers that are due out later again today. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll discuss these narratives in a little bit more detail because we do have this lower inflation, dovish Fed rate pivot dynamic, which it's leaning into this risk on narrative. So we'll discuss that in a little bit more detail shortly. Any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. If not, thank you very much for joining us. We'll wrap it up there. We'll switch rooms now to a European live trading mentorship room. So we'll actually look to execute our trade plan during our live trade rooms. So if you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and we'll speak to you soon. Right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.